All right, Free Radio Santa Cruz. We're going to take a little detour here. I got a fellow named David on the phone. David, you there?
Yeah.
Great. And David here is a student up on campus, UC Santa Cruz, a member of SAW, Students Against War, and was there today at the protests. So, David, you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. The protest today was aimed at stopping military recruitment on our campus, and we had two goals. One was to effectively stop military recruitment, and the other was to kick the recruiters off the campus. And both of those goals were accomplished today. We had a rally that started at McHenry Library. About 150 people showed up, probably, which was really good considering it was raining and at 9 mm-hmm. in the morning. And we had a march that took the street and went to College 8 and where the career fair was going on. And the military had already been separated from the rest of the career fair, which was great since our goal was not to shut down the career fair but to shut down the military recruiters. And so we blocked the doorway and shut them off from anybody gaining access to them. And after about an hour and a half, probably, of a standoff kind of negotiations between students and administrators, the recruiters finally agreed to leave. So all in all, it was a success. Excuse me. So yeah, we were pretty happy with the way it turned out.
And I was reading somewhere that they were going to be bringing in police, extra police, too, I guess.
I'm sorry, the connection just got really bad. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I just got really soft for a minute, but yeah.
Oh, okay. So I was reading earlier that evidently the county was going to bring in an extra, I guess, pay an extra $10,000 for more police to be brought in, back up, I guess, for those protests?
Yeah, that's true. They actually did bring in the Berkeley Riot Police, which are the same police notorious from last year's Tent University fiasco, I guess you could call it, and the brutality that happened that night, committed by the same people, and they've been at a number of actions that I've been present at, and long before I was a student at the UC, but
which other actions?
Let's see, another that I've been involved with, where they were at the Regents meeting last spring, where Students Against War went up to protest the UC's partnership with Bechtel when they decided to bid on the nuclear labs once again. Mm-hmm. So they were there to try to keep things under control, and then they were also there during the Coalition of University Employees when they went on strike last year, and they had an action at the University Office of the President, or the UC Office of the President, and they were there to make sure things didn't get under control, didn't stayed under control, I guess. So.
Wow, so it's been...
But yeah, they showed up today, and there was some instances of police brutality. A few of our female counterparts were hit and shoved and pushed, and when they were talking to the recruiters by UC police, and an administrator actually choked a student.
An administrator did.
I'm sorry?
An administrator actually did?
Yes, the UC administrator. So we're going to be pushing forward with that into legal, looking at different legal options as far as, and discipline options for the administrator and as well as the police officers involved. Hmm. We also had a legal observer that was arrested today when he was documenting police surveillance. Luckily, due to the solidarity with the students of during the day, we surrounded the classroom that he was taken to, and he was eventually released. Charges may still be filed, though, so Students Against War is definitely going to resist any charges that are filed against our legal observer. So,
wow. And as far as the instances of brutality, I'm hoping that you guys had somebody there documenting it, cameras.
I'm sorry, the connection just got bad again.
Did you guys have video and... cameras there to document, like, the brutality?
Oh, yeah. We had plenty of legal observers with cameras and video cameras. We had a few independent people with, just other people who decided to show up and document it with video cameras and definitely got their information, as well as even the corporate media, because we had invited them to document the action and to get the word out, and so some of that should be on their footage, hopefully, as well as the police that were videotaping, too. So all evidence should point to unnecessary force.
And let me ask you a couple questions. I was talking about this a little bit earlier on the show, but I just want to kind of get your take on some of the rationale behind why SAW is doing this and what the basis. I know that part of the argument against recruiters being able to come to these has to do with that the military is a discriminating entity and violates the university's laws. Maybe you could go into some of the rationale behind trying to oppose the military representation.
Discrimination definitely has a large part to play in this. You know, the military is definitely a racist, sexist, homophobic institution, and that needs to be put at, one of the issues that needs to be put at the forefront of our concerns with the military. But even for a long time, the issue of don't ask, don't tell was being brought up, and that was especially applicable to when the Solomon Amendments were being questioned, which are the amendments that forced military recruiters onto campuses at the risk of losing federal funding. But the thing is that even if queers were allowed into the military, Students Against War would still be opposed to the military recruitment. And our logic is that if there's no recruits, there's no troops, and there's no war. And one of our biggest things is, we're not against the troops, we're against the war. And the troops are just being used as a pawn of this war. And, we don't want to see anybody die, whether it's Iraqis or American troops. And so we don't want people to join the army, we don't want people to go kill, we don't want people to go die.
Nice. Another question I have just kind of relates it back to the community, but I know it wasn't too long ago that there was a lot of actions going on in Watsonville dealing with the high schools. And interestingly enough and not surprisingly, Watsonville was targeted, whereas the Santa Cruz high schools weren't. But I was just wondering, as university students, if there's been any outreach or any connection with the movements, the Brown Berets down in Watsonville, and your thoughts on high school recruitment.
Students Against War, specifically the counter recruitment group, has had a lot of connections with local high schools. Obviously, we could be doing a better job, and that'll definitely be our focus now that this big action today is over. Last year, we did a lot of work with Harbor High School and a student group there, and this year we focus a little more on Santa Cruz High School, I think we should really start looking into the connections we have there more. Last year we helped out with the Brown Berets when they had their job fair there and the recruiters were at their high school. We haven't had as big of a role this year, but we did go down last year in solidarity with them and help them out with their protests, and they're always there at our protests. We have a really good relationship with the Brown Berets, which we're really happy about. So definitely, the UC, it's, when they go to the high schools, they're targeting working class people of color primarily. When they go to the UCs, they're targeting anybody. They don't want people for the front lines. They want, military bureaucrats, doctors, journalists, lawyers, et cetera, et cetera. But we got to realize that these are all different parts of the war machine.
Exactly.
And even if they're not the people on the front lines, they're the people sending people to the front lines. And it's all part of the same system, so we got to resist it on every level.
Nice. And just a kind of a comment on comparison. By my count, this is the third action of the last, at least over the last 2 years, where there's been third job fair, at least, where the military's been involved and protesters have been there. How does this compare to the other two actions?
Yeah, well, this is the third one, the Students Against War has been involved with. Students Against War only formed a year ago from January, so it's been around for about a year and a couple months. So we got last April's career fair and October's career fair and this career fair, but before that, there were smaller groups of students. Every career fair, probably for the past 5 or 6 years, has been protested, or the military has been protested. you know, on the past three, it's been a large-scale mass protest, and recruitment has been effectively shut down. Obviously, in April when the recruiters were kicked out, and in October with the Queer Kiss-In, which shut down military recruitment for that day, and of course today. So so far we've had a pretty good record, you know, and the recruiters haven't been successfully able to recruit in over a year and a half, so we're pretty happy with that.
Nice. And any thoughts on what it would take to kind of get the actual institution of the university to acknowledge the work that you guys have done and the statement that students are giving and actually, you know, kind of systematically stop inviting them?
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's, you know, the Solomon Amendments make it pretty difficult. Chancellor Denton did last year say that she was opposed to the Solomon Amendments, which was great. The problem is that the administration continues to protect the recruiters and take measures that they don't have to take in order to protect them, such as collecting IDs at the door to intimidate students from coming in, banning all media from coming in, continuously making the job fair earlier and earlier to, you know, it's hard to turn out people at 9 in the morning versus every year until, or every job fair until last October had started at 12 p.m., you know, and now they're starting, last one was at 10, this one was at 9. And, you know, these are deliberate actions on behalf of the administration to decrease the protests that occur. And, you know, obviously it's not working, but so, you know, what's it going to take to completely ban recruiters from our schools? Well, the Solomon Amendment's a big one, you know, but another thing is just that people got to work on all levels. You know, we're doing stuff here at UC Santa Cruz. We're going to work with, more with the high schools, and the Brown Berets are working with the high schools. And that's great, and, you know, other college campuses and other high schools need to do the same.
Could you talk a little...
Once it turns into a national movement, you know, that's when it'll really stop.
Right.
You know, it already is, though, but, you know, it is a national movement. But once
could you talk a little bit about the Solomon...
Sorry?
Could you talk a little bit about... You were talking about the Solomon initiative, or...
The Solomon Amendments? Yeah.
Amendments, yeah.
They're basically a law that says military recruiters have to have access to a university... or a high school, whatever, or else the school will lose all federal funding. So it really ties the hands of the universities. So we definitely recognize that the school administration does have to allow recruiters on, but they don't need to take these extra steps in order to decrease the protests that occur, which other schools have, you know, worked with the students to enable that students' free speech rights are not violated and that they have every ability to prevent recruiting occurring at the school.
Right, right. Maybe even giving equal billing to the students.
I'm sorry?
Maybe even giving, like, equal billing to the students or allowing you guys space there and protecting that space, too.
Right,
definitely
right.
Definitely a step
still,
in that direction.
Every time we try to go into a career fair and pass out flyers, you've been kicked out, you know, and that's, even today, I think that occurred, so.
Yeah. You know, two other aspects are I guess, are related, but... that you had talked about ways in which the university is actively working against giving you guys free speech. One is also with the bringing in of the Berkeley riot police, like you were talking about.
Right.
But you also briefly mentioned surveillance and documenting, which was a big issue recently. And if I'm correct, I believe that the chancellor actually came out and... in kind of defiance of that, or at least public defiance of the documenting of protesters and labeling of protesters at UC Santa Cruz as, you know, a threat, a plausible threat. And supposedly the chancellor actually came out and, you know, opposed that and said that you guys were exercising free speech. And so here again, you say that you saw... that it was witness more of kind of documenting and keeping tabs of protesters. Could you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, today there were police filming the entire action, and as you said, there were extra police brought in. So, I mean, there was definitely surveillance going on today. The UCSC administration definitely came out very strongly in support of us and our right not to be spied on by the Pentagon. At the same time, Students Against War and other social justice groups on campus have very strong concerns about the administration itself spying on us and, you know, sending undercover cops to meetings and, you know, similar to what was going on with DIY Santa Cruz,
mm-hmm.
Or DIY Last Night Santa Cruz, and, you know, being on our listservs, et cetera, et cetera. And at a meeting early last quarter, I think at the end of January, I believe, Students Against War sat down with the administration and presented a 34-page document, outlining its concerns with the administration, providing a lot of evidence that the administration was indeed spying on students, or, you know, at least strong concerns. And the administration still has not gotten back to Students Against War, despite a promise that they would on all issues. So, you know, it's not looking good as far as surveillance on social justice groups across the country, whether it be coming from the Pentagon or coming from our own administration.
Right. They all seem to be carrying the same line that Bush is carrying, which is that it's justified. Great. Well, any final thoughts, any ways, you know, as an opportunity to kind of reach out to public at Santa Cruz? You know, I know you said you had a pretty good turnout given the rain and everything. Anything that the public at large can do to support students?
Well, I mean, you know, the turnout was great today. It can always be bigger, you know. So next time we have an action, try to come out and support us. You know, if you're going to high school, you know, try to get some friends together and, you know, try to stop recruitment at your school, even if it just means going up and tying up the recruiters, you know. And like, that's what we did until the march got to the recruiters today. We just had people standing in there talking to them so other people couldn't, you know, and that's really effective. That means they're not talking to people and not getting other people's information. So do what you can, you know, start organizing, you know. That's what's going to eventually stop it, is once people get pissed off enough to actually take action. So
What about handing out of counter military information, you know,
yeah,
letting people know about the GI Bill?
Resource Center for Nonviolence at 515 Broadway has plenty of counter recruitment information. If you're we use a lot of that stuff as when we're just passing out flyers. When we go to the high schools, we use a lot of that information. So, you know, if you're at a high school, go by the Resource Center for Nonviolence and check out their stuff, and you can go and, you know, when the military is at your school, to set up a table next to them. I don't think the administration could do anything about that, and, you know, just pass out the truth, you know, because the military recruiters definitely do lie to kids about, you know, the different advantages of the military, which are virtually non-existent. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, just get out there and do it, you know, and if you're interested in getting involved with Students Against War, come to our meetings. It's 5:00 Fridays at Bay Tree conference rooms, which are above the bookstore.
Right. Which room up there?
The Bay Tree conference rooms. We switched between a few different ones, but it's above the bookstore. Just go up the stairs.
Great. So that's
5 p.m. on Fridays.
5 p.m. on Fridays.
Yeah, and check out our website too, saw.revolt.org.
Okay, great.
Saw.revolt.org.
All right, well, thank you so much, David.
Thanks
great
a lot.
Job
Thanks
today.
For having me on.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
And keep it going.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Take
care. Talk to you later.